And she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. She was only a girl, I know that well, but still I could not see. Was much stronger than the love she felt for me. But staying with her and my little bit of wisdom broke down her desires like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and a tune that I could not help. Though the essence is gone, I have no tears to cry for her, and my only thoughts of her are kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man. Time that made them both run for Joanne and the man, and the time that made them both run.
Yeah, take that, Don Kirshner. 91.5 WMFO. And, anyway, Michael Nesmith, Joanne from 1970. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming worldwide at Tufts, at www.wmfo.org. That's not what I usually say. Oh, I just don't know. I just don't know. It's, thank goodness it's medication time. Okay, so let's do high noon. Well, it's close enough to high noon, and I think we need to learn about these meds because, oh, darn it. No, delete that sucker. Yeah, okay, so we're going to start this thing with a Towns Van Zandt. From his, he had a release in 1968, For the Sake of the Song. This is Waiting Around to Die. It's a heroin-related song. 91.5 WMFO.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why, but I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. All one time, friends, I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, 'cause she cried. take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. I came of age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain, I bought some wine and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. Then a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. But the posse caught up with me and drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Oh, his name's Codeine, he's the nicest thing I've seen. Well, together we're gonna wait around and die. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles. Her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. And someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady even taking all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. Going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. 22nd birthday. She already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." Can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row, across the street they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. Then the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't." Is just being punished for going to Desolation Row. At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while fishermen hold flowers between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row.
WMFO
Medford.
End of story.
You're right.
cheers behind. Come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. Beyond the seas of thought, beyond the realm of what, across the streams of hopes and dreams where things are really not. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. But please realize you'll probably be surprised.
Man, 91.5 WMFO. The Amboy Dukes closing out Medication Time, and yeah. So don't say I never play Ted Nugent, because there you go. Next thing you know, I'll play Gary Glitter too. Two people I can't stand. Anyway, the title track from Journey to the Center of the Mind from 1968. Queens of the Stone Age before that. And a feel-good hit of the summer from their Rated R album in 2009. Desolation Row, Dylan. Yeah, I played two Dylan songs today. Well, what are you going to do? He's that great. That, of course, goes to Highway 61 Revisited from 65. And we started with Townes Van Zandt, Waiting Around to Die from For the Sake of the Song. That was also 1968. There you go. 12:25. It's Bob Angel. It's Detox Mansion. We got 35 minutes to go. And, you know, if I don't go over, I don't believe anyone's scheduled to come in after me today. So we'll see what happens. And I don't feel like going back out there. But anyway, let's see. We got no football. Oh, of course we have football. We have championship games today. But no Patriots is what I was thinking. And, yeah, so yeah, I want to watch those championship games. I'm pulling for the Niners, and you know, Kansas City. So that's you know, I really don't care because the Patriots aren't in it. Are you the same? Anyway, sunshine today, high in the low 40, low to mid 40s, depending on where you are. Tonight, clear, turning very cold once again, down into the teens. Tomorrow, sunshine, high around 29. Same thing for Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, looks like Thursday is going to start warming back up into the 40s. And by next weekend, it should be nice and warm. There's a possible storm coming next Saturday and Sunday, but it should be in the form of a rain. That's what the early forecast is saying. Currently on the campus of Tufts University, we do have 40 degrees.
Hi, We're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. And music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this. But now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Okay, so anyway, this guy Post Malone, I guess I'm late to the party on Post Malone. I'm sorry. I don't like his tattoos. That's not true. I just made that up because I'm looking at a picture of him and he's got those tattoos all over his face. But anyway, I've never played Post Malone before. And, you know, the young kids, they go, okay, boomer. Well, you know, I have a response to that I can't say on the radio. But anyway, he does have a nice little song out here from his latest album called Hollywood's Bleeding. This, uh-oh. Well, it would have helped if I queued the damn thing up first. Wait a minute. Oh, I do have it. It's on a different machine. Okay, there we go. This is called Circles. Post Malone, 91.5 WMFO. Thank you.
queen. She gave me the king. She was wheeling and dealing, just doing her thing. She was holding a pair, but I had to try. Her deuce was wild, but my ace was high. But how was I to know that she'd been dealt with before? Said she'd never had a full house, but I should have known from the tattoo on her left leg and the garter on her right. She'd have
stop and say hello. Rough road ahead, no closer to home. Asphalt raindrops coming through the floorboard. Mississippi Road High, where I'm begging. Play my music for a bunch of college kids.
Talks Mansion, it's Bob Angel.
It all happened very organically for me.
A 91.5 WMFO.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
God help us all.
Everybody on the sky. Everybody on the sky. And it's funny, everybody.
91.5 WMFO, brand new from Green Day and the Father of All album that will be coming out shortly. Oh yeah, sampling Joan Jett's song there. Oh yeah, of course, written by the aforementioned Gary Glitter. Now all the proceeds, all the royalties earned from this song are going to charity because Billy Joe Armstrong believes Gary Glitter is a POS and he doesn't want to give him any money, so he's going to donate it to charity. There you go. Before that, Detox Mansion. That's right, Warren Zevon and the song Detox Mansion, which I have not played on this show before, believe it or not. I do play a Warren Zevon song at least one every single week. First time I've gotten around to that one. Of course, it comes from Sentimental Hygiene in 1987. We heard Roadhouse from The Rides. Stephen Stills, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Danny Goldberg make up that band. Can't Get Enough was the album from 2013. That was their first album. AC/DC did The Jack from High Voltage. That was from 1976. And from Hollywood's Bleeding, the latest album from Post Malone, we heard Circles. It is 12:50 exactly. I'm Bob Angel. Detox Mansion is starting to wrap up, but let's see what we can do here. Let's see what we can do about squeezing some more stuff in, like The Who and Street Song, 91.5 WMFO.
This is our street song. slows us down. We have banners, we have beats. We can shout, these are our streets. We're in to search so long. We sing. We're in to search so long. We sing. Yeah.
91.5 WMFO, a perfectly good guitar. Title track from John Hiatt's 1993 album on A&M Records. And which was, of course, inspired by Pete Townsend of The Who, who wrote the latest song from The Who there, the street song. I'll get through it. It's almost over, folks. Street song, anyway, from the brand new album just called Who. Great album from The Who. What can you say? Yeah, there you go. And I meant to mention Green Day, Hella Megator, is coming through Fenway Park on August 27th, and those tickets are already on sale, so you might want to get them. It's